Today's scripture readings are Genesis chapter 41, verses 32 to 45, and 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. Genesis chapter 41, verses 32 to 45. The reason the dream was given to Pharaoh in two forms is that the matter has been firmly decided by God, and God will do it soon. And now let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. They should collect all the food of these good years that are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food. This food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt, so that the country may not be ruined by the famine. The plan seemed good to Pharaoh and to all his officials. So Pharaoh asked them, "Can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride in a chariot as his second in command, and men shouted before him, "Make way!" Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, but without your word no one will lift hand or foot in all Egypt." Pharaoh gave Joseph the name Zaphnath-Paneah and gave him Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, to be his wife. And Joseph went throughout the land of Egypt. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I always want all the members of this church and their children to be prosperous and to pray for this, because I know that this is the way I love them and this is my duty as a senior pastor. I would like to relate an anecdote concerning Mother Teresa. She had an orphanage in Kolkata, India, a backwards part of the country, to take care of orphans abandoned on the street and tended to the ragged, the starved, and the sick who were dying. In recognition of her services, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. On the day she received the award, a press conference was held. A reporter asked her a sarcastic question. "CEOs give benefits to tens of thousands of people by providing them jobs, which contributes to society, the nation, and the world. But you only looked after 200 or 300 abandoned children. How do you feel about being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize despite that fact?" Mother Teresa said, "God called us not to be successful, but to be faithful." I would like to confirm the meaning of being faithful and being successful and compare and analyze the two, as it will be helpful for Christians. Faithfulness means sincerity from a true heart. In other words, it indicates enthusiasm to do one's best for things entrusted to him. Biblically speaking, faithfulness means to do things with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Success means acquiring social status and achieving the goal of life. We call it success when we are satisfied with our desires or when we achieve our ambitions. Then, what is the difference between faithfulness and success? Faithfulness is doing our best not for our own goals, but for others. Success is living to achieve not for others, but for our own goals. The sense of purpose in living for me differs from the sense of purpose in living for others. Thus, because faithfulness and success have completely different purpose, the quality of life differs completely. What is your philosophy for your life, faithfulness or success? Is this question too difficult to answer? But to be a real successful person, you must decide on which one to go for. I know it may be unrealistic to choose one in your real life. Living for even just yourself makes you so tied up and exhausted, so how can you live faithfully for others? You may think that it will give you too much of a loss. All of you can have this kind of attitude when you do not understand the will of God in depth, because this world is a place of those who are deprived of satisfaction. Therefore, all the people in this world live for success as their goal for the self-satisfaction of which they have been deprived. However, there is no one who has fulfilled his self-satisfaction by being successful in his life. For the rich, the powerful, and the famous, there is no evidence that they lived happy lives. I would like to talk about the story of a woman named Jennifer. Her story was on a Korean newspaper on August 31st, 2012. The headline of the article was "The Crash of a Young Dot-Com Millionaire," followed by the subtitle, "From a High-Tech Millionaire 10 Years Ago to a Drug Criminal Now." Jennifer went to a high school in Long Branch, South Jersey, and graduated from a university in New York City. Although she majored in literature, she became a capable photographer and worked as a freelancer for a famous rock star, David Bowie. She made enough money to afford living in a duplex house in Manhattan. On the first floor of her duplex house, a young man named Adam moved in, and later on the two became business partners. Then their lives started to be successful. They were engaged later and opened up an online business, Live Online. They entered the live streaming business by making contracts for the events of MTV, Arista Records, and other entertainment companies. In January of the year 2000, their company, Live Online, was M&A'd by Digital Island. They sold their company for $70 million. Jennifer was 26 years old at that time. This happened 12 years ago. Since the young couple received $5.2 million in cash, they indulged in spending money for pleasure. They spent $400,000 to rent a summer house. In other words, they thought they were successful. But in 12 years, their lives became miserable. According to the article, Jennifer filed for bankruptcy. For her living, she sold illegally prescribed painkillers and was arrested by New York City's narcotics squad. Not only that, but she was also trying to sell a .357 Magnum gun to a gang for $850 and got caught. She was put in jail because she didn't have $85,000 for the bail. Momentary satisfaction is not success in your life. That is why success should not be the purpose of life. And that is why in the Bible it is said that it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. The 11th son of Jacob, Joseph, was sold as a slave by his 10 brothers who hated him. He was falsely accused and put in jail for life. Even though Joseph was a slave, he didn't live for his success, but he lived to be faithful to his master, Potiphar. Even though he was put in jail as a prisoner, he did his best to be faithful. When he was appointed as prime minister of Egypt by King Pharaoh, he did his best to be faithful. What results did he get with faithfulness in his life? Was he a failure or a success? He was very successful because he had a very satisfactory life with fame, wealth, and power. Even though Joseph lived for faithfulness, not for success, he was blessed with success. This is the way of success that God urges you to pursue. Joseph, who lived for faithfulness, acquired wisdom to save people by giving them food when the regions of Egypt and Canaan suffered 7 years of famine. He became a man of grace who invited his brothers who had sold him and their families to Egypt and helped them have comfortable lives. Likewise, God gives blessing and grace to those who live for faithfulness and makes them successful. Joseph never lived for his own success. God made him successful when he lived faithfully for others. This is the will of God. This is the hidden secret that people do not think of. I urge all of you to make it your goal to be faithful and thus successful and to do your best for it. At home, at the workplace, at church, whatever we do, we must be faithful to do the things entrusted to us. Then, God, who made Joseph successful, will give us the same grace and make us successful like Joseph. God gave Mother Teresa, who lived not for success but for faithfulness, His grace to award her the Nobel Peace Prize. In Jesus' name, I bless all of you to be successful by trying hard to be faithful.